Page 153, Unit 37. Hungary should join the Eurozone as soon as possible.
Hungary will not adopt the euro for many decades to come. Viktor Orban.
This hotly debated issue surfaces very often nowadays. If we look back at the very recent history of Hungary after the accession, or even before, we can see that no other topic has come up as frequently as this one. The promise of being part of the Eurozone has been part of political campaign promises, but to no avail. Proponents of this idea may claim that with a single currency, opportunities for investment are actually increased. Citizens can move their money from one country to another far more easily, which means that people can take advantage of situations where goods are cheaper than elsewhere in the EU more effectively. As such, price competition takes place and people will save money. It is also claimed that, at the moment, if we need to trade with other member states, we need to exchange currencies in order to complete any deals. This leads to trade having large costs associated with that exchanging of currencies and the fees generated. Plus, if there are large currency swings between the time of agreement and completion, one side can lose out, ultimately having a deterrent effect. It would make sense to accept such an opinion. However, I believe that this argument is strongly overstated. Costs are usually minimal, and any gains made here would be lost owing to the loss of investment. There is another aspect we have to investigate, and this is our national sovereignty. If Hungary enters the Eurozone, one of the requirements is that control over monetary policy must be handed over to the ECB, European Central Bank. The purpose of monetary policy in modern economics is to speed or slow consumer spending in order to balance competing factors of economic growth and inflation. The argument on this point, therefore, rests on the case that the economies of the EU states are similar enough to have a one-size-fits-all policy. A single currency means that there are no longer separate national monetary policies, and instead the European Central Bank conducts a Europe-wide monetary policy, in particular, the setting of interest rates. That means a loss of separate national monetary policies, interest rates, and exchange rates. And as an example, if Hungary wanted to introduce an economic policy to fight against, let's say, unemployment, it would not be able to do so as this can only be done through the European Central Bank. Also, I must say that Hungarians can define themselves as a strong state through our national currency. If it is lost, and bureaucratic European Union institutions take over, our final independence will be gone. We would have zero control over our monetary policy, our interest rates, and if anything bad happened in the Union, we would be dragged along with all the other member states.